Ein ze melle mitzvahs porish bevad no. This is only going to smach to the yalma. It's only nisim to the rabbanon. That she says, el mitzvahs porish be yalma nisim to the rabbanon. Or kruah smach to the yalma. Alma, what's the pshat in midi raisa? Is ein shchita is a nipple. When you make a shchita on an animal that has its boss or its aver, I'm a dildo, the shchita helps for that boss or for that aver. In midi raisa, it's mutter bachilo. It's only midi rabbanon though, then we say it's asurim. That's a riot, that's trying to be and he said before that Avada Shchita is Ein Oysa Nipple. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbi Yosef came with the Rafuna, the Yosef he was sitting in the comments level like this. That Om Rabbi Yudha Marav says that Ochlu Lazeh Leika, he holds that he eats this piece of meat again or this aver that was Medugal, and then you made a Shchita on it. So he holds Mamash it's also Midiraisa, but he holds that Shchita is Oysa Nipple. And therefore, if you eat it, you get malchus for it. And now this, Omla Yehuma Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said back to them and said, no, learn to teach them, do not listen to him. But rather, Hochi Yom Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa Meshmei the Rav. This is what Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa, said over the name of Rav. That Ochlu Lezer, if you eat this Eivor HaMadudul, or this Boser HaMadudul, again, this Boser or the Eivor that is hanging, it was still attached to the animal with a vein, but, and then you make a shit on the animal, if you eat now from this aver, from this basar, you should know midiraisa, you do not get malchus. Because midiraisa, the shchita helps for it, the shchita did not make it a nipple, but adarabah, the shchita is matra tachila. And the dinner is only yasa midirabbanan, and therefore it's ein aleka. O male rafuna. Rafuna said, anan if so us, aman nisma, who should we rely on? We just heard two shittas, one shita was you do get malchus, and one was not. Who should he rely on? So Adrina Rabbi Yosef Liyate. Rabbi Yosef turned around his face, like he felt like Pekas, like he was angry. Omale, my Kusha, what's bothering you? Ki Omri Ano Bemisa the Yosef Nipple. When does the man Yomri says he gets Malchus? When do we say that if Taka also, that's only by Misa? That the animal dies, then it makes it for Nipple that we consider these Ephorim an Ephor Menachai. But Kiyama Iru, when did he say that Ein Aleka, there's no Issa Malkus, no Issa Midiraisa? That's the Shchita. That if you make a Shchita on the mud, on the animal, then the Klal is the Ein Aleka Nipple. That we heard like this, that Shchita does not make nipple. If the Aver was attached, even though it was Medulbul, and then you make a Shchita on the animal, the Shchita helps even for that Aver also. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Minoha Milsa the Yama Rabbanan. How do we know this Yisoytaka that Rabbanan say that Misa Oysa Nipple, but Shchita Ein Oysa Nipple? But this is the Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan. How do we know? How do we know to say this? How do we know to say that the animal dies and it had an Aver, Hamadulbo? We consider that Aver like it was detached already before it died, so it doesn't have Tumas Nevela on it, but rather it only has Tumas Aver Menachai, and only if it's an Aver that was Madulbo. But it was just a Bosa that was Medudu. It doesn't have any Tumor at all. How do we know this? That Misa is Oysa Nipple, but a Shchita is not Oysa Nipple. So he said this thing, but the Bosa says like this. The Bosa says, V'chol Asher Yipur Olof, Mehem B'moysom Yitma. Anytime they fall upon you when they're dead, they're Matami you. So Rashi said there's a Bosa by Shuratim. Rashi B'shuratim Sif. So, Lemute Ma'a, what's the context to it? Like Shrotzim, when they're dead, they're matami you. What's the context food? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Elaine, if you want to tell me, Lemuti b'chayayim, when they're alive, they're a sheriff when it's alive. It's not matami. For the more that's trito. Minivei losam nafka. From the Pasik, minivei losam. That's just, it says, v'chiyipo, minivei losam. Masmoni, when it's in the veil, afterwards, there doesn't have tumma, the Shrotzim. But not when it's alive. So that's what Pasik telling us, v'chola, sheyipo, olav mehem, b'moysam, only when they're dead. El Shamir comes to teach us like this, that Misa Isa Nipple, Enechanami, Chola Shiyipo, remember, Misa means that before it died, the Eber was Medulbul, it makes it for a nipple, it's clear like it was off before the Misa. And they would not have a Tumas Nevela, but only a Tumas Eber Menachai. And therefore the Diki is, but the Ein Shchita Isa Nipple, but Shchita does not do this. If you make a Shchita under the animal and had a Boso or the Eber Medulbul, that Boso and Eber is Mutter Bachilo. That Shchita does not make a nipple. That's the Diyuk. Only because Shchita man, but Moisa, Misa makes nipple, and not a Shchita. So this, Omale, Ravada, Barava, Lerova. So Rada Rabbi says back to Omale Ravada Barahab or the Rabbi says back to Rava. I bought Krabi Shrotzim Ksiv. This person was talking about Shrotzim. And Shrotzim doesn't have a Shrita also, the Lav Bnei Shrita Ninu. So I could tell me a Diyag that only Nisa makes Nipla, not Shrita. We came talking about Shrita here. Omale said back to him, listen, the main Indian is Shrotzim. If you don't need this Diyag for the parish of Shrotzim, the Lav Bnei Shrita Ninu, because Shrita doesn't pass the Shrita on the sheretz, it said to new when you make this drasha libehema for the call of a behema. That a behema type of nisa is like a nip, is a nipple, but not a shchita. So Mar still says that can't be no. We need this pasuk. That can't be nibbol. We need this pasuk. When it says v'chol hasheyipol olav mehem b'maysam, why does it say the word b'maysam? We need it for another drasha. The can't be nibbol that train nisa that a sheretz is only tamei when it's like the same matzah when it first died. It means to say lachem when it's still a little bit wet. But mitam, and then they have tumah. But yivashim, they dry up after a while, they name mitam, they have no more tumah to them. So, we need this pasuk with this rasha, not to teach us that shchita is a meisim nipple. So, Marasa v'nechnami, trei b'meisim ksiv, it says twice in the pasha shretzim, to wear b'meisim. So, wanted to teach us that the tum is only when they like the meisim, and secondly, only the misa makes nipple, not a shchita. Oh, Malay of Chizav says that Machloikis be Eved the Ubor Chai. Whereas the Machloikis of a Shchita is matter of the mat only by the Eved of an Uber Chai. We have an Uber that's alive and it sticks out its hand, and now it's a Shaila, so the Shchita same matter that Eved that's outside of mat. I will be Eved the Uber Mace, for the case with the Uber was Mace, and that Eved sticking out, the Vihako Shchita is a nipple. Everybody knows that the shchita makes it for nipple, meaning the shchita is not matayim in the vela, and now that it makes it for nipple, it's like it was cut off from before the shchita. And the shot from Chizur is that the chiluk between if the uber is alive or not. So Rashi says the uber chai, the svar is the yesh b'min shchita, since it's alive, it has a shchita to be done to it. Therefore, mahani shchita afli yever hayoyts l'taroi. Then there's a svar that said that the shchita helps to be matayim this yever that's sticking outside. Since the Uber itself is alive, but if the Uber itself is mate, it's not a bas shchita anymore, then the shchita same is not matter to take off the tumor on the save of this outside. That's what Rav Chisda holds. The Gemara says though, but for Rabba, the Rabba says no. K'machloikis bezeh, k'machloikis bezeh, k'machloikis bezeh, k'machloikis bezeh, k'machloikis both places. That whether it's alive or dead, it doesn't make enough kmina. If you owe the shchita to aim, is matter this aver of the Uber that's sticking out, it doesn't make enough communion if the Uber is alive or not. The mice of the Uber inside is the chlal, the heter of the shchita same, even though it's mace. So therefore, that's a shell, even though the aver is sticking out, maybe the shchita is still like a shchita on a trefa, or maybe not, it's the same achlekes. Now the Mishnah says, Ben Shmoy Nechai, Sal Mishnah says that a Ben Shmoy Nechai has no heter shchita, right? It's not called the boker yet, since it's only 8 months old, not 9 months, therefore it has no heter shchita. So the verse says, the time we learned in the Brayos and Toras Kanim that ben shmei nechai yechiach she'af al pi sheyesh b'min shchita, even though it does have a min shchita to it, still ain shchitas in the tarosai. So what is our Mishnah called ben chefchai? Ain b'min shchita. Here at Toras Kanim it's called it is b'min shchita. Rashi says, the time of those kanim gabe the chiyomis min abeima that ben ches yechiyach shafa pi sheyes b'min shchita and shchita meterosai. That she says it means if no lad the shachatu, if you shecht it right now, aval agav imay, but if you shecht the mother and the ben ches is inside it, nikta b'shchita simay divri akol. Therefore, af tefa afal pi sheyes b'min shchita that the terenu shchitosai. That's the same those kanim. Matis Ritani Ben Chef and Bemino Shchit must not shchit at all. Not even when it's Bemei Imei, the Shchit of Fame does not help for it. So my answer is like this: Amar Rav Kana, Yesh Bemino Shchit Agavim Enechnan. The Torah Kana is right that when the Ben Chef is inside the mother's stomach, and you make a Shchit around the mother, that helps for the Ben Chef also. Yesh Bemino Shchit means Agavim, the mother Shchit. But the Tana did done, but our Tana now means to me to say, Minod ima leperach. We're not talking about a shchita that's done on the yain. We're talking about the shchita could be done on this ben ches. On a ben ches, there's no shchita done to it itself. Like he says, Mina Dimor Porach, Lechashiv Lepircho, Toyo Vien Bnei Ches Shchita, since there's no Shchita done to it itself, is Ein Bemine Shchita, come in by Shchud Ein Bemine Shchita. Hanuma says, Lahai Tano, the Porach, but the Tano, it means in the Bryce, Lahai Pesh, the Bryce, the Porach, Mina Dimor, the Sobe Yesh Bemine Shchita, come in by, Kontes Tes Kanem, a day Kisida, a Ben Ches, like it has the Bemine Shchita, since the Shchita's aim, health for the Ben Ches, is so the time of the Porach, Trefa, the Shkitas, and the Tayosai, Minole. How does he not talk of the say that a Trefa, if you make a Shkit, it's Matayrit? But she's taking away my Behemoth to Meya, to Yen Shkit to Matayosai. Learn out better from a Behemoth to Meya, you see a Shkit is not Matayrit. So how do we know about a Shkit is Trefa by Behemoth Trefa, the Shkit is Matayrit? So my answer is, Midrab Yudam Arav, he knows Yudam Arav. The Yom Rab Yudam Arav, the Yamun of some said the Mastis of Tom and the Bryce went on like this. That Omakra, the Pesach says, Vichi Yomus Mina Behema. If the Behema dies, so we darshin Mitzas Behema Mitamo, Mitzas Behema and Mitamo, Vichi Yomus Mashma, some Behemis are Mitamo when they're mace, and some are not. How does that come out? Every single Behema one's dead, it's Tomei. The Yezit, Mitzah says, Utrefa Shashachato. That the Behema is a Trefa. That you make a Shchitah on it, Yishno, the Shchit is Matayah Midein Nevela. That's how we know this Yisrael, that the Shchit is Matayah Midein Nevela. Another one says, Boyer of Hoshet, Hoshet is a shah like this. What's going to be Hoshet as Yodai Lemeya Behema? Somebody puts his hand inside the womb of the animal. Veshachat Ben Tes Chai. That you make a Shchit inside the womb on a Ben Tes Chai, a live Uber, a live fetus that's 9 months old already. Ma, what's the halacha? Is a shchita a good shchita or not? So more so, this shayla is to boil the Rabbi Meir, to tibur the Rabbanin. He has to shayla both, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbanin. Tibur the Rabbi Meir, it's a good shayla, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, Rabbi Meir is the one that says that if you make a shchita on the mother, it's not mata, the kid. A ben pekua needs his own shchita, but I'll tell you like this. At kamla kamar Rabbi Meir, ben pekua turn shchita. When does Rabbi Meir say that even though you made a shchita on the mother, and then you cut open the stomach and you find a baby there, an Uber there, and the Uber lives, that you have to make another shchita on the Uber, that the mother shchita doesn't help for it, hani mili heichot the yotzle avoylam. That's only when it's law, when it comes out, then we say the shchita saying that was done to it does not help for the Uber itself. Aber b'meya imay, loy shayu loy shchitim. It didn't come for a meya that a ben paku on each shchita. The shchit only helps on it after it's born, after it comes out. But maybe it calls them on, it's inside the womb. A shchit does not help on this ben pekuh at all. Not even a shchit on itself if it's not inside. Or Duma maybe know, the other shalers know, that afidul the rabbonim, even according to rabbonim shchita, that they say a ben pekuh does not need a shchit. They make a shchit on the mother, the shchit on the mother helps for the kid also, when it's inside. But maybe even according to rabbonim shchita, if you want to make a shchit on the uber itself, maybe you could. And what's the Hezbom? Whereas it could be maybe Dalit Simonim Achshav Rachmona. As if to send this animal, now there are four Simonim here. If you want to make a Shchit on the mother, those two Simonim, they help for the mother and for the Uber also. But who are in the Uber has its own two Simonim also. That if we, in this case, would you want to put your hands inside the womb and make a Shchit inside and cut the Simonim of the Uber, it could be maybe that Shchit helps for the Uber itself. That's a Shiloh, does the Shchit help on the Uber or not? This the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Toshima coming here. It says, Hareisha, no, the treifa min abetin. If an animal was born a treifa min abetin, and a shchita is not matzav bachila. The Isa, you tell me now what? That you can make a shchita when it's inside the mother's stomach. Miskachas lo the hoisla shasa kosher. That even an animal that was born a treifa still had a shasa kosher. The boy ayu yoda v'shochten. If you want to put your hands inside the womb before it came out and make a shchita, and you tell him it's a good shchita. So even a behemoth that's born a treif also once had a shasa kosher. Or Malay Rob Rabbi said back to him, Tani, learn like this: she noitz for treifim in abetin. What's going to be was created a treifim in abetin? What does that mean to say that even when it was inside the womb, it also had this treifa? So if even if a treifa helps inside the womb on the uba on the fetus. But maybe only the fetus was a kosher fetus. But if the fetus was a treifa, then about the shchita would not help on it. And where would this case be? Or mishkatas lo bebalas hei raglayim. We see it comes out, it has 5 feet to it. So So we know the kitzur, this 5 feet had even inside, when it was a fetus inside the womb. Therefore, such an animal doesn't pass to have a shechita done to it inside, because it's a trefa. Reinachnami and the tzaddik say the animal is a kosher animal, it's not a trefa. The fetus is kosher, could be that a shechita would help, but take me yehel. Tzaddik is a shalom to Gemara. Gemara is not poshid, the shalom. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? You find inside it a fetus that's only 8 months old, whether it's alive or whether it's dead. So, or else another case is or else you find inside it a fetus that's dead, even though it's 9 months old. In these three cases, like the local is correct, you can cut open this ubo or might see dumb, or if you do, just take out its dam, but you'll not eat it. Since you made a shechita on the mother, and this uber, this fetus was inside the mother's stomach, so pshita, the shechita rein is matter this uber. And all you have to do now is just open up the uber and take out his dam, because the nisa dam still applies on the dam of the uber. But what's going to be motza b'ati shechai? Let's say after you made a shechita on the mother, now you cut open the stomach and you find a 9-month-old fetus there that's alive, and you take it out and it walks around. So here's the machlokes. Toyin shechita v'chayi b'yesif espina divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, yes, this ben pekua now needs its own shechita, even though it was inside the mother's stomach when you made a shechita on the mother, but since it's a ben teschai, it's called like an animal by itself, the shechita saying, does that help for it? And who adin, there'll be an issa, oisav yespina, if you shech the mother today, you can't shech this one, you can't shech this one also today. That's Rabbi Meir's shechita. V'chom say though, Shchitas imoi mitaros, I know the shchitas of them helps on this uber, even though it was a ben cheschai. Now, Reshimin Shizuri Eimer, Afilo ben chomeshonim.